the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, the recent killing of the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, in broad daylight on a New York City street shocked many Americans. The chief suspect, Luigi Mangione, was arrested in Pennsylvania after a massive manhunt. However, he has been hailed as a hero online by some, reflecting many Americans' anger and frustration at their health industry. So are we likely to see more of these violent acts? And will the shooting cause corporate America to look more closely at the security of their employees? Marion McKeown of the Business Post joins us now. Marion, the shooting of a CEO like that is a very, very rare event. But the killing of Brian Thompson, does it have that feel that this marks a turning point in how safe executives feel in America?
Yeah, I think there are several things about this. Firstly, there has been such seething anger at the healthcare industry for decades in America and such frustration at its inability to provide the sort of healthcare that people think they deserve for the money that they pay, that this almost seems symbolic. And, you know, this is a tragic incident where a 50-year-old executive is walking to an investors' meeting at, you know, 6:45 in the morning and is shot dead on his way there. He didn't have any. He had been threatened or had received threats in the past, as we understand, but he lived a very low-key life in Minnesota in a very modest house, even though he made over $10 million a year. He didn't have any security. But I think that there has been rising anger, sort of a rising nihilism in America in general. And, you know, the tech sector is a focus of that. The energy sector is a focus of that because people are concerned about climate change. I would say the healthcare sector is a magnet for probably more anger by individuals based on their personal lives than the other sectors, which tend to be more concerned about the state of the planet or the state of the, you know, general inequality or whatever.
And I suppose with that kind of business, it is a consumer business that directly affects individuals. But maybe unlike other consumer businesses, like if you're running a Coca-Cola or soft drinks business or a tech company, for example, the CEOs tend to be much higher profile if they're running an airline. But with something like health provision, they wouldn't necessarily be very public figures. And perhaps that might give a sense that they're safer.
Well, exactly. They tend to be more anonymous. I mean, nobody had heard outside of the industry. Brian Thompson is very successful. He's, you know, just to put it in perspective, United Healthcare is one of the biggest companies in the world. It has a market capitalization of about $560 billion. You know, it's not up there with Apple or Meta, but it's certainly up there with, you know, Exxon and companies like that of that ilk. But he would be anonymous. Like, you know, you have your Tim Cooks, you have your Mark Zuckerbergs, your Elon Musks, obviously, who create the spotlight. They tend to be a very high profile, the same as entertainment CEOs to a greater degree. But this was a man who was doing a dull corporate job. He was the head of a very successful healthcare CEO. But nobody, if you have a grudge against a particular industry, and as you say, in this case, this is an industry that provides a particular service to individual customers who are overwhelmingly unhappy with it, as survey after survey has shown, you are probably more at risk. You know, you have 133 million Americans have chronic health conditions.
Executives, that's a lot of people. Marion, do executives in the US already spend a lot of money on security?
No, I don't think, if you consider the risks. Now, since Brian Thompson's death, a number of healthcare companies have been, in particular, and other companies have been engaging with companies that provide security. But about one in four companies provides, you know, big companies, provides security for their CEOs and their top executives. That's not really very much. You have a Mark Zuckerberg, Meta, at the top of the food chain there. They spend about $24 million a year on his security. And that is justified because they said that he is not only is he such a high profile figure, so instantly recognized, but he's so integral to the company's value that it's considered money worth spending. Tim Cook, the Apple CEO, whose company is even more valuable, it's, you know, it's got a market capitalization of a couple of $1 trillion, I think. He had a female stalker for a couple of years, who sent him apparently very sexually provocative videos.
videos and materials, and a legal action was taken against her successfully. But Apple's annual security bill is $800,000, which is very, very little when you think of the size of Apple. And as I said, Cook has a pretty high profile. He's pretty recognizable. But most companies don't seem to spend that much money at all on security for their executives. I think that this will change things probably, or will certainly lead to a lot more consultation and discussion about what kind of steps they should be taking to protect them.
There is also that background of quite toxic public discourse in the United States, not only around politics, but one in five Americans in one survey recently said they believe violence is a solution to domestic political discussion or to political differences. It's not necessarily a huge leap for a certain individual then who might subscribe to that view to express that in a violent, awful act against an individual.
No, it's not, unfortunately. And as I said, there's a sort of a nihilism in America at the moment, and a political course, as we saw an assassination attempt against Donald Trump this year, and another a potential one that was interrupted. Nancy Pelosi's husband was beaten with a hammer by someone who broke into his home. You know, it's not unusual. I think last year I spoke with a security colleague that I know, and she said that there were about 550 people shot dead in the workplace last year in America. You know, we have a huge amount of gun violence. There are gun violence costs about, I think it's 40,000 plus deaths a year. So you're right, America is quite a violent culture, and there's such an anger at the moment with the healthcare system. You put those two together, and it's not surprising. Also, the response to this has been really shocking, where Luigi Mangione has been treated as a folk hero. Where there was merchandise on sale immediately after the shooting, which
perhaps
also
it will, yeah, perhaps yeah. It will trigger a different approach, perhaps by some of the executives who may become targets for that kind of thing. Marion McKeown of the Business Post, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.